High Water Ethanol was founded in 2006, so I started with the company in 2006 as its president of the board. We worked on building our Fagen ICM plant. We're a 59.5 million gallon permitted facility in Lamberton, Minnesota. We had the build process in 2007 and 2008 and actually started production at our facility in August of 2009. We were one of the last facilities in the United States built to produce ethanol from corn. So that being said, our facility missed out on the mid-2000s when the ethanol really took off and margins were very good and plants were paid for in a period of a year or 2 years or 3 years. We've had a bit more of a struggle at High Water. Operating since 2009, we've made tremendous headways in reducing our debt. And fortunately, we'll be hopefully sending out our first investor dividend this fall. With that said, margins have been good this year, and it's allowed us to look at what's the next step for High Water. And that brings us to the advanced biofuels. A lot of you know we've been looking at potential isobutanol production at our facility. We did install phase one of that technology, a Butamax technology, which is oil extraction, last winter, and we started operations of that part of our facility in April of this year. And it is running very well. And we continue to review the phase two, which would be potential of isobutanol insulation or retrofit of our facility or something other than that. And it's part of my responsibility on a day-to-day to make sure that our plant is running efficiently, to make sure that the revenue is there coming back to us on a day-to-day basis to cash flow, which fortunately this year has been very, very nice. But there's other times, so when we're looking at that advanced biofuel technology, we still have to run our plant and do our review. And sometimes the technology that we're looking at, we actually just about need to make more time available for that. And my CFO can attest to this, that sometimes I don't always get to focus as much as I would like to on running our ethanol plant the way we should. So as we move forward, the opportunities to work towards advanced biofuels, which everybody here is doing, we also have to remain cognizant of the ethanol facilities that are out there and are in place. I'm a firm believer, as long as we're strong, we will have growth in advanced biofuels. If the current ethanol industry at all falters, it will make it very, very difficult for future biofuels to take off. And that goes from investments and financing a project to virtually everything we do. And we watch the federal government, we work with the state government, we all have everything that we have to keep our eyes on. But it's important to make sure that the current ethanol industry will remain strong and into the future. And that will allow us to grab the next technologies, either a bolt-on, standalone facility next to our infrastructure. We've got lots of infrastructure in place already, so we've got a lot of continuity that we can work on.